Okay, what term would you use to describe your very best dishes? They're not just dishes, they're special, what are they?
Repeat that.
Okay, your best dishes. They're made out of something instead of glass. Where are they?
China.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, if you had an egg that was made out of china, what would you call it?
Well, it'd be a china egg, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Okay, to go down to the well to get water, like before, you know, you didn't always have running water in the house, did you?
Mm-mm. No.
What did you used to have to do to get the water in?
We used to have to draw it.
What did you draw it in?
A bucket.
Okay. Sometimes would you maybe pour it into any other kind of container?
Yeah, a big old cedar wood bucket.
Okay. Now, if you were going to go out and milk the cow, would you let the milk, what do you call that vessel that you let the milk go into?
Well, I used a quart milk cup and milked it, and then I poured it into the milk bucket.
Milk bucket.
Mm-hmm, milk bucket.
Okay.
I didn't use that for anything else.
Now, if you were going to take food to your pigs, what would you put the pigs' food into to carry it to them?
We had a special bucket for that.
Did you call it anything besides bucket?
Well, we used to call it slop.
Okay. Did you call it just slop or slop bucket?
Well, we call it slop bucket.
Slop bucket. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if you're going to make fried eggs in the morning, what would you cook them in?
Frying pan.
Okay. Now, sometimes, back a long time ago, you probably used to cook maybe outside, or you'd use it to boil your clothes in or something. You have a big container. It was big, round, and black, and had little legs. What did you call those?
Oh, that was the wash pot.
Okay. And if you have flowers and you want to put the flowers in a small container, maybe they're cut flowers, what would you call that container?
A vase.
All right. And say you were setting the table to get ready to eat. Now, you put the plate down, and then with the plate, you'd have to put down the utensils you used to put get the food to your mouth and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call those utensils?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
Okay. If you had more than one knife, what would you say?
Knives.
Okay, now after you've eaten the meal, then you're going to be left with a lot of dishes that are dirty. So you'll say, now I must go and
wash the dishes.
Okay, now after you wash them, you're not going to put them into your drain or whatever without taking the soap off of them. What do you say you do then?
You've got to rinse them.
Okay. What do you use to wash the dishes with? The actual cloth. What do you call that?
Dishcloth.
All right, and if you're going to dry them, what do you call the cloth that you dry them?
Dish towel.
Okay. Now, let's suppose that, let's go to your bathroom. Let's say you're going to take a bath. What kind of cloths would you take out of your linen closet to get ready to take a bath?
I'd take out a bath cloth and a towel.
Okay, you got ready to run the water, you know, maybe in your bathtub, or even this could be in your kitchen. You turn on the water. What do you call that little stem that comes up that you turn on, that the water comes out of?
The spigot.
Okay. And if it were real cold the night before and your water didn't come out and you suspected something had happened, what do you think might have happened that cause your water not to run that next morning?
I'd be afraid that it froze.
What would froze?
The water.
The water. What would happen if the water froze in the pipes?
Well, it probably burst the pipes.
Okay.
(clears throat)